Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Fleetwood Mac, ladies and gentlemen, with one, perhaps one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time, Rihanna. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Baum is our guest. Stephen H. Baum, BAUM.com, as I remember. Stephen, is that right?
That's right.
So check it out. Stephen with a PH, by the way. Stephen H. Baum, BAUM.com, and you can find all the things he does, all of his work with Vistage. What made Jack Welch? Jack Welch is his book, How Extraordinary People Become Extraordinary Leaders. We're talking about culture. Stephen's helping us understand the concept of culture, the power of culture, what makes it that way. And so, Stephen, take us home.
So the way to take us home, I think, is with tangibles. And you mentioned one. You got somebody who's underperforming, and the boss can throw him in the street, or the boss can make one effort to rehabilitate, retrain, re-something the person and give him a PIP, a performance improvement.
Redemption is a powerful management tool, isn't it?
You betcha. You get somebody who was mentored or trained or helped to become a better person, a better performer. They are yours for life, and the rest of the place sees
it.
One of my CEOs said one of our policies is we don't devour our elders. We don't just throw away the people as they get older and trade them in for cheaper folks.
Mm-hmm.
We have ways of top grading. We're tough. We want performance.
Right.
But if somebody finally can't be helped and has to leave, we figure out how many life chits he has developed with us. And that's what he gets on the way out, and we'll even help him on the way out. But there's other smaller things. There was one small staffing firm I worked with where the boss would call up his two offices that were geographically separated. And the first question he would ask every month is, tell me about the numbers. And as a result, he didn't find out anything that was going on in the offices. They didn't think he wanted to know because he wasn't asking any questions about it. And he wanted to change the way the firm performed. And I said, you got to start asking other questions. You got to ask, what's the best day you've had? Tell me about the client who was the most delighted. Tell me the best thing that happened with one of your people. Because if you ask the question only about the numbers every time you talk, what do you think people are going to prepare for?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think people think matters to you? If the only people you ever celebrate are the people who brought in a big piece of business, they'll understand that's important, but they'll understand maybe nothing else is important. So what the boss does is incredibly important. I have one guy.
Isn't this where doing some MBWA contributes to that?
Absolutely. If you're
management
not doing
by walking
MBWA,
around.
If you're not managing by walking around, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
I encourage every business person to have a listening system. I don't care how small or how large their company is. They better have a handful of people who will tell them the truth. And the only way that happens is you walk into their office and you sit down, you close the door, you take them out for a beer, you do something to where they know it's safe to talk to you. And you develop that over time. You got to have management by walking around. But there's a persona of the boss, too. I have one guy I work with who, when he first joined our group, his sales were about $4 or $5 million.
This is one of your Vistage groups.
Yeah, $4 or $5 million. You're going to find this unusual, but he hit $300 million a year. This is a company that was $4 million 6 or 7 years ago.
Wow.
And this is a demanding, tough, driven human being who knows all the numbers and all the details of the business. And once a month, he runs a seminar on business as he sees it for a randomly selected group of people in the company.
Wow.
And I've seen him put on a wig to do it. He makes fun of himself. He makes himself vulnerable, but he teaches these people, and he's basically got a social contract with his people that one of my guys had years ago. He said, there's no such thing as lifetime employment. What there is a deal you and I have where I will try to make you more marketable every day.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you the experience, the opportunities, the training, the mentoring, the everything. And God forbid you should decide you want to go work somewhere else because you got a better job. Well, okay, we'll take that risk. But what I want you to feel is every day you work here, you're a better you.
Mm-hmm.
mean, that attitude is contagious.
That's leadership and culture bundled up in one powerful package, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'll give you a couple of other detailed examples. How do you hire? Who gets to see the person before they show up? Who onboards them? How you dismiss people? All that stuff builds culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stephen, thank you for being here. Good job. Thank you for helping us understand the concept, the power of culture. Either way, Stephen Baum, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Thank you very much for being here. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.